Okay, we left off yesterday on Daf Bezum and Bezum Sechs Babakama. We are today's Daf is Daf Gimel. We were in the middle of discussing the Shaila that the Gemara first asked, is that the Mishnah starts out with the phrase Arba Avos Nezikin, that there are four Avos Nezikin. So Avos implies that there are Toldos. So the Gemara wanted to know, are the Toldos of these Avos Nezikin Kayotze Ben or Lav Kayotze Ben? Are they similar to the Avos or are they not similar to the Avos? Meaning, do they have the same Halachos as the Avos Nezikin or do they have different Halachos than the Avos Nezikin? So the way the Gemara had approached the question is by saying, let's look at other Avos and Toldos in Shas and see if the Toldos are like the Avos or not. The only problem was that yielded two different results. When it came to Shabbos, so we said Toldos of Shabbos are Kayotzi Behen of the Avos, are very similar to the Avos of Shabbos. It's the same exact Chiyuv. The only reason there's a difference between, the only reason it's important to label something the Tolda of a given Av is because if you do the Av and its own Tolda, you're only Chayiv one carbon. You do them both Beshog, you're only Chayiv one carbon, not two. But other than that, there's no reason, there's no real difference between an Av and a Tolda. Yet, when it came to Avos and Toldos of Tumah, Toldos say in our Lav Kayotzi Ben. The Toldos are weaker than the Av. They do have a different halacha than the Av in terms of what they can be metame. The Av can be metame even Adam Bekelim, whereas Toldos cannot be metame. Adam Bekelim can only be metame Ochlin Mashkin. So the Gemara wasn't sure whether the Avos are like the Toldos or not until Rav Papa came along and Rav Papa said, well, it depends. Sometimes by Avos Nezikin, the Toldos are Keyotzi Vehen, are like the Avos. Sometimes by Nezikin, the Toldos say are Lav Keyotzi Vehen. Sometimes the Toldos are not like the Avos. They do not have the same Chiyuv as the Avos. So we are now working on, and we're going to continue to be working on through most of today's Daf, trying to figure out what Rav Papa meant when he said told the same Lav Kayotze Behen. That what Rav Papa could have possibly meant when he said that by Avos Nezikin sometimes there are cases of Nezikin where the Toldos of a given Av are not like the Av Nezikin. So in order to do that, we first have to define each of the Avos we mentioned in the Mishnah. We have to find the source, the root of each of the Avos mentioned in the Mishnah. We then need to discover what their Toldos are and what the Halachos of those Toldos are and see if the Toldos are in any way different than the Avos. So we started that process yesterday by starting to look at the first of the Avos Nezikin, which the Mishnah lists, which is Shor. And we said that we started to look specifically at Keren, right? Because Shor includes three Avos, Keren, Shein, and Regel. So we started to look at Keren. So we said, what are Toldos of Keren? Negifa, Neshicha, Revitzo, Ve'ita. Toldos of Keren is when the animal pushes, when the animal bites, when the animal when the animal pushes, when the animal bites, when the animal is revitza, is rovets. Rovets means that it sees kalim on the road and it goes and it dafka pounces on those kalim kidei l'sharvan, Rashi says, with the intent clearly to break them. The Rashash points out if it breaks it lahana asa, right, then that would also be keren. Because, meaning, even though, let's say, just enjoys breaking things. So it likes the sound, you know, like people like to, you know, play with the bubble paper. So the animal likes the sound of cracking. So it's not breaking it just because it wants to break. It's breaking it even just because it enjoys it. So the Rashash says that would still be Keren, because any time it's not Darko Bekach, even if it's nehne, it's still called Keren. Ubiita, and biita is when the animal kicks something. Rashi had said that instead of trampling on something, it goes and kicks something to break the kelim. And Rashi pointed out, "Vahachi havu tolda de keren," and that's called the tolda de keren, the kavanasala hazik ki keren, because clearly he's trying to do damage like keren. The einanala lezeka ki keren, and there's no anah in kicking something like keren. Ve'ena zeko matzri tadir, and it's also not a very common hezek. Ve'hilka chavu ki keren, and therefore it's like keren. De'kal emas lahua de'bebezim gibel pam bekach, enim shalem es nezek shalem. And the unique characteristic of keren is that the first couple of times that an animal does it, you don't pay nezek shalem, you only pay chatzi nezek. Only once the animal becomes a muad do you pay nezek shalem. So anyway, those are the toldos of keren. So we left off yesterday discussing why are those all toldos of Karen? Why isn't biting a tolda of Shane? Why isn't trampling and kicking a tolda of Regel? And we pointed out it's because it shares these characteristics with Karen, specifically that it's Kavanas al-Hazik, there's no Hanala Zeka. So because it shares these characteristics with Karen, it doesn't really matter what part of the body the animal does it with. That's not the issue. What the issue is whether it has these characteristics of Kavanas al-Hazik and Hanala Zeka. And that's what all these things have in common. So they're all told to say, and they're all told us of Karen. So says the Gemara, we left off at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom of the page. Last one line is told to say, and Ella told us say, and Lav Kayotzi behen, Domer of Papa Aheya. So what's the case of told to say, and Lav Kayotzi behen that Rav Papa referred to? When Rav Papa said that sometimes the told us are not like the Av, which told of which Av Nezikin was he talking about? Ile Mahani, if he's talking about Negif and Ashikh and Ravitsu Vita, the toldos of Karen, Maishna Karen, the Kavanosala Hazik, Umamoncha, Ushmiraso Alecha, why is Karen any different where Karen has these characteristics that it intends to do damage? It's your mamon, you have the responsibility to watch it. Hani Nami, all of these told us as well. So there's no reason that these toldos should be any different in terms of the din than the av. So it can't be that this is an example of toldos in lav kayotzi ben. They share all the same characteristics of the av, so they should have the same exact din as the av. So that was possibility number one. That perhaps what Rav Papa meant when he said Tolzein Lav Kiyotzi Ben are the Toldos of Karen. So says the Gemara, let's reject that. We just rejected that because there's no reason that they should be any different. Ella Tolda de Karen ki Karen. No, so we have to say when it comes to Karen, any Tolda of Karen is just like Karen. V'chi kam Rav Papa Ashen v'Regel. And when Rav Papa said Tolzein Lav Kiyotzi Ben, must be talking about Shen and Regel. Must be talking about the other Avos Nezikin included within Shar. Of Shane and Regel. So now we're going to have to analyze what are the toldos of Shane and Regel, and whether in fact there's any possibility that they're not Kayotzi Behen. So Shane and Regel, Heichlik Sivi. Where is Shane and Regel written? Detanya, meaning what's the source for Shane and Regel? Detanya, we have a Brisa. Brisa darshins the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, Ki yivarish sade okherem vishilach es bi'iro uvir b'stei acher. So says the Brisa, vishilach Zeharegel. That refers to regel. V'cheinomer mishalchi regel ashor v'achamar. And we see that the lashon of shlichus, of shalach, is a lashon of regel, because that's what you find in the pasuk in Yeshayahu, that the pasuk used the word mishalchi, and the very next word is regel. So you see that shilach refers to regel. Uvier, right? Then it says you are shilach es bi'iro uvier b'steyacher. What's vier? Zua Shane. That refers to Shane. How do I know the word bi'er refers to Shane? V'cheinu omer kasher yiva'er hagolol ad tumo. And kasher yivar hagolol ad tumo refers to Shane. If you look at Rashi, how does Kasher Yivar HaGalal HaTumo refer to Shane? Where do you see the word Shane in that pasuk? How do you know that this pasuk in Malachim is referring to Shane at all? I see the word Abir. What does that have to do with Shane, though? So it says Rashi on the top of Gimel Amar Aleph, Hainu Shane, Shepa'amim Megula Upa'amim Mechusa. Shane, by definition, is sometimes covered, sometimes revealed. Sometimes it's exposed, sometimes it's not. Uksiv Be Yiva'er, and it says the Lashon of Yiva'er. Hagalal refers to the fact that sometimes it's Megula, sometimes it's not. Lishnachrina Glal Zeri'i. Another possibility is that it refers to excrement. Shashem v'eres l'machol v'nasis galal k'mo galali adam galali behema. He says we have a phrase that we have all the time in Shas. Galali adam or galali behema refers to excrement of an animal or a human being. What does that have to do with Shane? Because Shane starts the process, the digestive process that concludes with galal coming in, with galal coming out of the person. So that's how we know that it refers to Shane when it says hagalal ad tumo. If you look at the bottom Tosfos and Beis and Beis, kasheivar hagalal pirshrach kamon dvachim dievin galal shashen dom eleven shayish. That the pasuk in Ezra refers to a nidbachin di evan galal refers to some type of galal rock. and a shein is like marble, tooth is like marble, it's like a type of rock, and therefore if it's referring to any part of the body, it's got to be referring to the tooth. So you see the word bier in association with this word galal, which somehow refers to teeth. And just within Rashi's first pshat, right, Rashi mentions that galal means something that's sometimes exposed, sometimes not exposed. So we've mentioned a number of times in the past that's an important characteristic of teeth, because that has ramifications in halacha. The fact that teeth are sometimes exposed and sometimes not, in terms of hilchos tevila, when it comes to chatzitza in tevila in a mikvah, the teeth are considered a beis hastarim for that reason. It's the definition of a beis hastarim. When it comes to tevila in a mikvah, the halacha is that any part of your body that is visible. I'm not talking about things that you put clothes over. Obviously, that's also visible. It's any part of the human body that's visible to the outside, that's exposed to the outside, requires that there be no chatzitza on that part of the body, and that water touch that part of the body. But any part of the body that's totally not visible to the outside, you're allowed to have a chatzitza. So if a person had surgery on an internal organ or something, and there was something, a pacemaker or something was put in, so since that's totally inside the person, or a person ate lunch, so there's food inside of a person, that doesn't create a chatzitza when you go to the mikvah, because it's totally covered. But then there's the in-between. There's what's called beis hastarim. There's the teeth, which are, or the inside of the inside of the mouth, at least the most of the inside of the mouth, and perhaps the bottom part of the nose, where sometimes it's exposed and sometimes it's not exposed, because as a person talks, sometimes you see their teeth and you see their mouth, sometimes you don't see. It goes back and forth. So in such areas, beis hastarim, you are not allowed to have a chatzitza, but you don't require bias mind. That's why a woman goes to mikvah, she does not need to open up her mouth in the mikvah. She can't press her lips very tightly close together, because the outside of the lips certainly are not a beis hastarim. That's megula, that's exposed. So if she closes them tightly, she's covering up part of what's exposed. But if she closes them loosely, so that's the minhag. That's what they do, because the inside of the mouth has a din of a beis hastarim for this exact reason, that it's pa'am megula u'pa'am mechusa. Sometimes it's exposed, sometimes not. Anyway, that's the source of, so this pasuk of v'shilachas bi'iro uvi'er b'steyacher is the source for both the concept of shein and regel. So amar mar v'shilach zu regel. Pasuk says v'shilach, and that's a reference. We had said that the pasuk's word v'shilach refers to regel, and we quoted the pasuk how we know that shilach refers to regel from mishalche regel hashor v'achamar. So it says more a time of the kasuv rachmanu mishalche regel hashor v'achamar. Sounds like the only reason we know that it refers to regel is because we have a pasuk that tells me mishalche regel hashor v'achamar. Let's say we didn't have that pasuk in Navi of Mishalchi Regel Ashor V'Achamar, the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Then what would we have said V'Shilach means? I Keren Ksiv. If you would have said V'Shilach refers to Keren, well, we already have a pasuk with Keren. We already spoke about that. I Shein Ksiv. If you want to say it refers to Shein, so we already have a pasuk for Shein also, right? We said Uvir refers to Shein. So what would we have used V'Shilach for without that pasuk in Navi telling me that V'Shilach refers to Regel? So it says in our Itzrich. I need the pasuk in Navi to tell me that it refers to Regel, because Salkadai Techamina, I would have assumed that it also refers to Shein, that both V'Shilach and Uvir both refer to Shein. And simply one case is talking about one word in the pasuk is referring to Shein where it's mechala the keren, where it totally consumes whatever it is that it's damaging, and the other case is Shein where the animal chews on something and treats it like chewing gum and ruins it but doesn't totally consume it, right? Doesn't swallow it or whatever, is not totally mechala yakarna. And therefore, I need the pasuk in Yeshayahu to reveal to me that the word v'shilach does not refer to Shein at all, that it refers to regel, because there are two elements of Shein that easily could have been explained by, that you could have easily used two words in the pasuk to explain. Now let's take an important, Rashi makes a couple of important points. Edi, says Rashi, v'shilach uvir travayu ha-shein. I would have thought that both words, v'shilach uvir, both go on Shein. V'shilach asalu lechiyuve hecha de lo kal yakarna v'shilach comes to be mechayev when it's not mechal yakarna, when it doesn't finish up the when it doesn't totally consume what it's damaging. The mashma kagon sheachla aruga v'sofu lachzaru letzmoach. What's an example of lo mechal yakarna? So says Rashi, what's an example of something that's not consuming the item that it's damaging? It eats a row in a field, but that row is going to grow back again. Avalokid chila, but it's never going to quite grow back as strong as it was. So that's called lo mechal yakarna. That's called that it's not destroying the keren. So 1 second, let me ask you something. If I have an apple tree, and you take the apples off of my apple tree, the apples, there are going to be more apples that grow back, but that's called that you didn't totally consume the apples. Of course you totally consume the apples. I would have gotten those apples, and now I don't have those apples. So it's not, that's not, that how could that be an example of lo mechal yakarna, of not totally consuming that which you're damaging? What, just because you didn't totally damage the tree beyond repair? So what? That's not, you didn't damage the tree. The damage was done to the apples. And the apples, you're mechal yakarna. Isn't that exactly what Rashi's saying? You go and you eat something in a field, and you're totally consuming that which the animal totally consumes, that which it eats. But it doesn't destroy the field to the extent that nothing can grow back. So something does grow back, it just doesn't grow back as strong. That's lo mechal yakarna. So Frek Tosos, he doesn't understand how you can call that lo mechal yakarna. He says, Pirsha Kuntras, Tap Tosos, Shachas Sha'asa Litzmach, Avalo Kitchila, Vekasha, Ma mechal yakarna, Shagama Balim Him Yuchal Nuktsar. That's got to be called mechal yakarna, because the Bailam could have, instead of the animal eating that grain, that produce that the animal, the Bailam could have gotten it. And he would have had it for lunch. And now he's not going to have it. And he could have taken it at that point where it's going to grow back. So now he's not going to have it. That's exactly mechal yakarna. How can you say it's not called mechal yakarna? Ella Yesh Lomer says Tosos, lo mechal yakarna is the following example. Shetanfa perus la na'asa. The animal dirties, sullies fruits for its own hana. Mikal makom kari le lekaman, letnifas perus la na'asa. Told kivan de pashte de kra ayri ba achilu de mechal yakarna, that's called the tolda when it messes up fruits for its own for its own benefit. So that's an example of shein where the animal rolls around in the fruits and crushes them or something. So it didn't totally consume the fruits, but it messed them up and made them not so good anymore. So that's an example of lo mechal yakarna. It's a strong kasha. What was Rashi thinking? How could it not be called mechal yakarna when it's how could it be called lo mechal yakarna when the animal is actually consuming that which it's eating? So I mean, it could be argued that what Rashi means is you're talking about a field that's only going to produce one major growth this year. The animal went and damaged it before it had really grown in fully, and he damaged it in the sense that he got it early enough that the season's not over yet, and therefore it's going to grow back. But what he had he waited, had he not done the damage at that time, it's not that they would have gotten two crops out of this. They wouldn't have gotten two growths out of this field. It's just that the growth that the animal took would have gotten a lot better and would have made it would have become very good. But the animal took it very early on. So in that sense, you could say there's only going to be one growth in this field anyway. And the owner is getting a growth from this field. He's just getting a lesser quality growth from the field. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, maybe it's called lo mechal yakarna. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know how else to defend Rashi. Anyway, that's one element, one important point in Rashi. Rashi then raises another important point. Rashi says, wait a second, the Gemara has a Havamina that had Vishilach not referred to Regel, we would have explained that it refers to Shein, and there are two types of Shein. There's Shein when it's Mechal Yakarna, and Shein when it's not Mechal Yakarna, and you're Chayev for either one. So Frek Rashi, how could we say that there are two words in Pasuk, both referring to Shein, Hadu Mechal Yakarna, Vahadu Lo Mechal Yakarna, one where you consume that which you damage, and one where you don't. Lichtov chad lehecha de la mechalia, dil chayiv v'kolshken hecha de chalia. Why would I need two psukim to tell me I'm chayiv when I totally destroy something, and I'm also chayiv when I don't totally destroy something? How about the Torah just tell me that I'm chayiv when I don't totally destroy something, and then I'll know. If I totally destroy it, of course I'm chayiv. Right? If you're chayiv to pay the damages when you don't totally destroy it, obviously you're going to be chayiv when you do totally destroy it. So he says, Tritz, the answer is as follows. Had had we only had one pasuk, so I would have said that had we only had one word in the pasuk to refer to shame, I would have said that one word of the pasuk refers to a case where it's mechal yakarna. But if it's lo mechal yakarna, you're not chayiv at all. Hilka chikol meim ravada idi v'idi ashein ilav dechaz v'rachman mishalchi regel ashar. So that's why there is a valid havamina that they're both going on shein. Right, Tosos also asked the same question. So let us just say Vishilach, which is talking about a case where it's lo mechal yakarna, and if you tell me that I'm chayiv when it's lo mechal yakarna, of course I'm be chayiv when it's mechal yakarna. Says Yesh lama davamina davka de shilach shlucho kedil kaman. But I would have thought Vishilach meant davka when, as we'll see soon, Vishilach shlucho when you send it out for the mission, when you send it out to go do the damage. I mean, you know the animal likes to eat that fruit. So I would have thought Vishilach inachinami, it's talking about when it's lomachal yakarna, but I would have thought that you're only chayev for lomachal yakarna when you sent the animal to do that damage. That's what I would have thought. Anyway, either way, what the Gemara just said is that had we not said that Vashilach refers to Regel, we would have assumed it refers to Shein, and it's teaching that Shein is Chayiv, whether it's Mechal Yekarna or not Mechal Yekarna. So frek the Gemara, okay, but now Vashilach, we know, does refer to Regel, does not refer to Shein. That being the case, Vashav du Kimna Regel, Shein de lo Mechal Yekarna minalan. So how do I know that you are chayiv for shein when not mechal yakarna, when you don't destroy the when you don't totally consume that which you damage? So it says gemara dumya de regel, because we compare shein to regel. Ma regel lo shna mechal yakarna v'lo shna lo mechal yakarna. Just like by regel, it doesn't make a difference if you totally consume it or not. Av shein lo shna mechal yakarna v'lo shna lo mechal yakarna, because v'shilach u'biyar are in the same pasuk, right next to each other. So there's a hekesh between Vishilach u'biyar, right? Whatever applies to one applies to the other. And since we know by regel the halacha is that it doesn't make a difference whether it's mechal yakarna or not, so by shein also the halacha is it doesn't make a difference whether it's mechal yakarna or not. Frek tells us, why don't you say it the other way? Why don't you say, yeah, there's a hekesh between shein and regel, and just like by shein, there is a difference between mechal yakarna and not mechal yakarna. By regel also there is a difference, and you're only chayiv if it's mechal. Why don't we say the hekesh the other way? Lakula, to say that you're going to be less chayiv. So Frank tells us in Tom, v'neima ipcha, dahad makshin l'chumra, hani mili b'yisura, al v'mon alo. So va'om rabbein atam, demidi hi b'toro, lo shom b'yisura, lo shom b'mona. He says, no, demidi hi b'toro, whenever you have a hekesh, l'chumra makshinan, l'kula lo makshinan. The way hekesh works, we were discussing yesterday, the mida of kal v'chomer, right? So today we'll discuss the mida of hekesh, the yigum mida shatar and jesh ben. The idea of a hekesh only works, is only given to us, we're only allowed to darshan a hekesh l'chumra. Hekesh is not permitted when it's not viable, it's not a viable hekesh to darshan at l'kula. Tos didn't know that when he asked the kasha. That's an obvious rule that l'chum makshin l'kula lo makshinan. So the Acharon explained what Tos's kavana in the kasha was, that over here we're talking about dine mamonis. Over here we're talking about Reuven versus Shimon. Does Reuven owe Shimon the money? So what are you going to say? L'chumra makshina, l'kula lo makshina, will be machmir and say he does owe him the money? That's a wonderful chumra for Reuven to say that he owes Shimon the money. That's a big kula for Shimon, because now Shimon is owed money, right? So he's going to get paid back. And vice versa. Whatever's going to be a kula for chumra for Shimon is going to be a kula for Reuven. So that was probably Tosus Kasha. Tosus saying, I understand, why would you apply the hekesh in one direction over the other? There's no such thing as a chumra and kula by mamon. That's why in general we have a klal, safik d'araisa l'chumra, safik d'rabban l'kula. But when it comes to dine mamonis, there's no such thing as safik d'araisa l'chumra, safik d'rabban l'kula. Because by dine mamonis, there is no kula and chumra. What's a chumra for one guy is a kula for the other guy. So, b'dini mamonis, when we have a suffix, what do? Hamotzi mechaver alav araya. Just leave it where it is. There's no chumra kula. It's just leave it where it is, because it's not shaykh to talk about a chumra and a kula. So, what's Tosis Teretz then? Now the kasha just got a lot better. But how does Tosis answer it? Midihi betorah, that we always are l'chumra makshina, not l'kula. So, good, l'chumra makshina, not l'kula. But there is no such thing as chumra and kula. We're talking about dini mamonis. So you have to say is, since the Torah speaks from the perspective of the mazik, so we're talking about the chumra from the perspective of the mazik. That since by hekesh there is such a rule that hekesh only works l'chumra, we need to identify a chumra over here, even though inachinami, whatever is a chumra for one guy is going to be a kula for the other guy. So how do we identify which side we're going to label the chumra? By the angle that the Torah takes. Since the Torah speaks from the perspective of the mazik, so we're going to look at chumra as being chumra from the perspective of the mazik. Okay, anyway, keep in mind, this entire thing is just trying, we're still going to try to find what exactly the tolda of Regel and Shein are to figure out whether tolda same keyotze ben. We're still in that conversation. Samamar uvir zu Hashein v'chein omak shayivara galalat tumo. Time of kotz rachmana kashayivara galalat tumo. Halav hachi b'mayu kimnala. So the only reason we know that uvir refers to Shein is because of the pasuk in Navi Malachim that said uvir galalat tumo. Galal means Shein. So that's how we know that it refers to Shein. Had we not had that pasuk in Navi to translate the word uvir for us, then what would I have said uvir refers to? I keren ksiv. Keren we already have a pasuk for. I regel ksiv. Regel we already have a pasuk for. So istrich. No, I need the pasuk to tell me that uvir refers to Shein, because salkadait chamina, idi vi idi a regel. I might have thought that both vishilach and uvir refer to regel. And one case is regel, where you send the animal out to do the damage. The other is where the animal goes on its own. So kamashmon therefore comes to tell me that that vishilach refers to Shein, not to. I'm sorry, that uvir refers to Shein, and not to regel. So frek the gemara, okay, but now that it refers to Shein, v'hashaduki Hashein, regel doesn't mele minalan. Now that we know that it refers to Shein, how do I know the halacha about a regel, about an animal that does damage with regel on its own without me sending it out? Maybe when the pasuk said v'shilach and referred to regel, it was only talking about when I was mishaleach it, when I sent it out to do the damage. How do I know when it goes on its own? That's also a problem of regel. So he said, dumia de Shein. We have a hekesh to Shein. Mashein Shein lo shna shalcha shluchei lo shna dozen mele. Just like by Shein, it doesn't make a difference whether he sent it or it goes on its own. Now, fregel, lo shlo shalcha shluchei, lo shlo nozom mela. So, to be regel, it doesn't matter if you sent it or it goes on its own. Again, l'chumra makshinon, we make the hekesh between Shein and regel, and we say that they share each other's chumras. Okay, so frek the gemara v'lichtav rachmanav v'shilach v'lo bayu bir, d'mashma regel u'mashma Shein. Why doesn't the pasuk just say the word v'shilach? And you don't even need the word uvir, because v'shilach could imply both regel and Shein. How so? Mashma regel d'siv mishalchi regel ashar v'achamar. It's mashma regel, because the pasuk says mishalchi regel ashar v'achamar. U'mashma Shein d'siv v'shein behemos ashalach bam. And it's mashma Shein, because it says v'shein behemos ashalach bam. So you see the lashon of shiluach when it comes to Shein as well. The word ashalach is lashon of shiluach, and it says v'shein behemos ashalach. So just say v'shilach, and I'll know it refers both to regel and to Shein. So says Mar, no. Ilav kre yisera, had we not had an extra pasuk, havamina oha oha, I would say it's one or the other. Regel da zeko matzoi, o Shein di yeshana la zeko. Either refers to regel, whose damage is common, or Shein where there's hanal azeko. So michti shkulin hein v'yavo shneim deheminay mafkas. The Gemara says, what do you mean? I would have thought it refers to one and not the other. Which one would you have chosen? Right? If it only had v'shilach, which one would you have chosen, Shein or Regel? They're both equal in the sense that they each have their own uniqueness to them. So meaning that again that Regel is Darko Lahazik and Shein is Yeshanala Zeko. So they both have certain uniqueness to them that makes it difficult to watch. Right, Regel Darko Lahazik, the fact that it's the derech to do it makes it difficult to watch. The fact that the animal enjoys Shein makes it difficult to watch because the animal is going to obviously have a Yetzer Harford. So which one would you have excluded? Which one would you have said the pasuk was referring to? How would you have chosen? So Yisrach Salkatayt Chamila Amina. So meaning what would you have done? We definitely would have said it refers to both of them. So again, we're back to the question. Why do I need uvir from v'shilach alone? I would have known both Shein and Regel. Says Mar, no, Yisrach. Salkatayt Chamila Hayni Mili Hechad Eshal Shluchei. Avazim Mele Lo. Yeah, granted, I would have known both Shein and Regel, but I would have thought that it's only shayach to be chayiv when you actually are mishaleach the animal to go do the damage. When the animal goes on its own, you're not chayiv. Kamash Mlon, therefore I need uvir to tell me that even if the animal stam just does damage and you didn't send it to go do the damage, you're going to be chayiv both in Shein and Regel cases. So, okay, either way, that's the source of Shein and Regel. Now we get to what we wanted to discuss. Told of the Shein Mayi. What is the told of Shein? We got to figure out if the told is killed to ben or not. So, nechzchacha b'chos the animal rubs up against the wall because its back itches, so it enjoys rubbing up against the wall, or it messes up fruits for its own hana'ah. Not eating it, rolls around in the fruits. So, but those toldos are exactly like the av. Just like the av of Shein, when the animal eats something, there's hana'ah, it's your money, and it's your responsibility to watch it. Those cases all fit into all three of those categories. Ella told the shein kashein. So by shein, possibility number two, that what Rav Papa meant when he said told the same lav kiyotzi ben, that it refers to the toldos of shein, is rejected. No, the toldos of shein are exactly like shein. So v'chikam Rav Papa. So possibility number three, what did Rav Papa mean when he said there are sometimes toldos that are not like the avos when it comes to nezikin? I told the regel. We have seven possibilities in all. So possibility number three is it refers to the tolda of regel. Tolda de regel mahi. Okay, what is the tolda of regel? Hezeka begufa derech hilucha. If the animal damages with its body as it's walking, meaning instead of stepping on something as it's walking, its body hits into something and breaks something as it's walking. Besa'ara derech hilucha, or damages with its sa'ara as it's walking. Rashi says that a kelim attach itself to sa'ara and it drags it and it breaks it. The reason I'm not translating the term is sa'ara generally means hair, but the Hagos Puros Yosef over here in the back of the Gemara says sa'ara is the name of a beged that they would put on the animal, and he has rayas from the Gemara Ksuba Samachvav, the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara says atamocher sa'ar roshcha, and it means the kisoy sha'al harosh. But anyway, so however you want to understand it, whether it's the actual hair or whether it's some type of baguette, but as it's walking, it's just the animal or some of the animals wearing gets caught in something and breaks it. Bishlif shaleha, with the shlif that the animal is wearing, that's definitely something that the animal wears. Uprumbia shabapia, the bit in its mouth. Bizug shabitzavaru, or the bell that's on its neck. So any of these things does damage as the animal walks. So that's a tolda of regel. So frankly, Gemara, is that told to say in Lav Kiyotzi Ben? Maishna regel does Ekon Matsuim Bamonchos Shmeros Alecha Hanami Hezekon Matsuim Bamonchos Shmeros Alecha. Fits all the categories. It's your money, it's commonly does damage, and it's your responsibility. Ella, possibility number three is rejected. Told of the regel, regel. Told of regel is like regel. What did Rav Papa mean when he said that it told to say in Lav Kiyotzi Ben? V'chikam Rav Papa, possibility number four, I told of the bar. He must be referring to a told of bar. So told of the bar, Mainihu. What are told us of bar? Ilema av yud v'tolda tes. If you want to tell me an av of bar is when the bar is 10 tefachim deep, and a tolda of bar is when the bar is 9 tefachim deep, lo tes ksivi v'lo yud ksivi. Definition of an av is that which is written in the Torah. It doesn't say in the Torah, and tolda would be that which is not written in the Torah, but it's derived from that which is written in the Torah. But the Torah doesn't say tes, yud, nothing. The Torah just says bar. It doesn't say 10, 9, 10, or whatever. It says, well, no, halo kasha, that's not really kasha, because I may see aloha merachmana. Pasuk says that the dead carcass belongs to you, which implies v'kimul rabbana, and with rabbana know that yud avdi misa tes, nizikin avdi misa lo avdi. That if you want to make a bar that could kill, the bar has to be at least 10 tefachim deep. So that's the definition of a bar that can kill. And the Torah did speak explicitly only about a bar that can kill. So by definition, the Torah only spoke about a bar that's yud. And therefore, we should be able to say a bar that's yud is the av, a bar that's tes, that's nine tefachim, is the tolda. Says the Gemara, sof, zav l'misav, zav l'mzikin. No. A bar that's tes can't kill, but it can hurt. So maybe they're both an av. The bar that's 10 tefachim deep is the av l'misa. The bar that's 9 tefachim deep is the av l'mzikin. Ella, so what is the tolda of bar? Avno sakino umasa ushenichon rishus rabim veziko. Talking about you put down a package in the rishus rabim and it damaged. So hechidami, what's the case exactly? Idafkarinu, if you were mafkirit, so bein rav bein shmuel hainu bar. Whether you hold like rav, whether you hold like shmuel, when you were mafkirit, that's exactly a case of bar. Frektosos, wait a second. Rav is going to say later on in daf nun that bar shechiyavto tar. Torah lehavelo v'lo lechavato. What element of the bar makes you chayiv? The fact that you dug a bar. What's damaging about the bar? So Rav says it's not the impact when the animal falls and hits the ground. It's the thick air that's very damaging to the animal's health that makes it difficult to breathe when you're down in a deep bar. How do you apply that to Avno Sakino Maso? What does that have to do with Avno Sakino Maso? There's no thick impact, I understand. The animal could trip on Avno Sakino Maso, could trip on a rock, it could trip on a knife, it could trip on whatever package you leave there. So it says, Yeshom, the Hasim Yeshom, the Karka Olam Hezikaso, Avalhach, Chavata Dideu. But meaning he says, Enochanami, what Rav would say is, in the case of the of a bar that's dug into the ground, so the ikur mazik is the hevel, But over here, with the Yikar Mazik is the impact, because the only reason the Yikar Mazik is the Hevel over there is because the Karka Olam, when an animal trips on itself and just hits itself on the ground, that's not called your Hezek. It's what you really did to it is you created an environment that's bad for it. But over here, you actually created the impact, because you put a package down. Anyway, either way, that would be exactly like Bar. V'idalafkarinu, if you were not mafkarit, se'ilu Shmuel damar kula mibaru lamanu haynu Bar. So according to Shmuel, who says that any takala you leave in Rosh Hashanah has the same din as bar, so this is bar. And if you say like Rav, who says that any takala you leave in Rosh Hashanah is your kli, you own it, and anytime your mammon does damage, that's like your shar doing damage, so then this is exactly the same case as shar. Maishna bar shekein tchilas asiyas l'nezek u'moncha shmiras alecha. If this is the told of bar that you think Rav Papa might have meant, told to say in Lav Kiyotziban, why should it be Lav Kiyotziban? This tolda is exactly like the Av. Just like by a bar, it's made to damage, it's your property, and it's your responsibility to watch. Avno Sekina Masel is the same thing. It's your property, it's made to damage, and it's your responsibility to watch. Tosus points out, it's not really your property, right? Mamon Chatos says, Lav Dafka Gabe Bar. Bar is not really yours, right? Because the Lav Mamonahu, you dug a hole in Rosh Hashanah, you don't own the Rosh Hashanah. V'chein Gabe Eish, the Pshitadim, Hidla Kedisha Shal Chaver, Be'eish Shal Achar, the Chayiv. And the same we're going to say by Eish also, we're going to call it Mamoncha. It doesn't really have to be Mamoncha in order for you to be Chayiv. It could be someone else's thing that you lit on fire and the fire spread, and that's also going to be a Chayiv of Eish. But anyway, fourth possibility, that what Rav Papa meant when he said Tol Sedan Afke Yotzeban is bar, El Tol the bar kabar. No, Tol of bar is exactly like bar. V'chikam Rav Papa, when Rav Papa said that the Tol Sedan Afke Yotzeban, I told the Mave, he was referring to Mave. My new, what is Mave? If you say like Shmuel that Mave means Shane, we already said told of Shane is like Shane. And if you're talking about Rav who says that Mave refers to Adam, there are no Avos and Toldos by Adam. Maybe you'll say no. An Av by Adam is when he does damage while awake, and a Toldos when he does damage while sleeping. But we know that Allah is an Adam is always considered a Muad, whether he's awake or whether he's sleeping. We'll get more into these sugyas later on about the sleeping person. Ela kichovania, what's a told of Adam? When he spits, his saliva or his phlegm. Sayyidam, what's the case? Iba hadidazi kamaski, if it does damage while it's on its way, you spit in someone's face, you spit in someone's drink, you whatever, and it damages the drink, obviously. So kochav, then it's your koach. If it only did damage after it rested, you spit on the ground, then someone came and slipped on it. So then, Bein l'Rav, Bein l'Shmuel, Hainu Bar. Then whether according to Rav or Shmuel, that's exactly the case of Bar. You left a takala out there in Rosh Hashanah, someone came and slipped on it, that's exactly the case of Bar. Ella told of the Mave Kamave. Possibility number 5 is rejected. Told of Mave is just like Mave. So now we move on. Possibility number 6. V'chikam Rav Papa, I told of the Eish. What was Rav Papa talking about when he said told of the Nav Kiyotzben? The told of fire. Told of the Eish Mayni. What is told of the Eish? Ilei Mav Naskin Masash Shenichum Rosh Gagal B'Naflu Baruch Matsuya V'Ziko. If you're talking about a package that you left on top of a roof, and a normal wind came by and blew it off the roof and it did damage, Hei Chidami, what's the case? Iba hadida azu kamaski hainu eish. If it did damage while it was thrown off the roof, so that's exactly eish. Meishna eish to koach acham ruv behen umamon chashmiras alecha. It shares all the characteristics of Eish. Just like Eish, there's some other Koach that brings it, namely the wind, and it's your Mamon, Tosus pointed out that part was Lav Dafka, and Shmiras Olecha, you're responsible to watch it. So too in this case, you leave the Avnos Kino Masal on the roof, and Ruach Matsuya comes and takes it. It also fits all those characteristics. Ella, possibility number 6 is rejected. Tolda de Eish, ke Eish. The Tolda fire is just like fire. V'chikam Rav Papa, so possibility, final possibility, when Rav Papa said that Tol Dosein or Lav Kayotziban by Nezikin sometimes, what Nezik was he talking about? I told it to Regel. He was talking about Regel. Wait a second. Regel Ho'ukim, just because you have 7, you think we forgot the earlier ones. Regel Ho'ukim, that Tol Dosein Regel Karegel. No, we already discussed that one, and we already said that it told of Regel is just like Regel. How can you say that it told of Regel is not like Regel? So he said, no, we identified the wrong toldos. When we were talking about toldos of Regel, we were talking about b'shlif shala, b'pumbi yashem piya, b'sa'ara, it's walking and it does damage with other parts of... No, The total of regular that we're referring to is b'chati nezek tsaros, tilchsa gemirla. We're referring to chati nezek tsaros when the animal is walking and a rock shoots out from under its foot and damages something, that you're chayiv chati nezek for tsaros. That's different than the av. On the av of regel, you're chayiv nezek shalem. The told of regel of tsaros being told of regel, you only chayiv chati nezek. Hilchsa gemirla. Rash says hilchsa gemirla. The Moshe Misinai. It's halachal Moshe Misinai that it's mamon and not knas. Even though palganiska of negicha, when an animal gores of by keren, the fact that it's only chayiv chatzin ezek, it's knas. The palganiska that you're chayiv by tsaros is mamon. It's an actual chayiv mamon, but it's only a half chayiv mamon, and in that sense, it's not like the av. Now Rashi's translation of hilchsa gemirla being hilchsa gemirla the Moshe Misinai is interesting in that the Gemara later on is going to have a machlokas about chatzin ezek tsaros, and the Rambam famously in his Sakdamah to Pirush HaMishnayos writes that it's impossible to have a machlokas about any halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that the raya that our Mesorah is strong and that our Torah is not just a bunch of a big game of telephone since Kabbalah Satorah, and that we are actually able to keep a strong Mesorah is halacha l'Moshe Misinai, because halacha l'Moshe Misinai remains intact. There's no machlokas that ever crept into halacha l'Moshe Misinai. So that's what the Chavis Yair and others ask, what are you talking about? Chatzin ezek tsaros, halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Gemara here says, hilchsa gemirila, and there's machlokas about it. So that's what the Netziv in the Akdama to the Sheiltos says, Rashi translates hilchsa gemirila to mean hilchsa gemirila l'Moshe Misinai. The Rambam probably doesn't translate the words that way. The Rambam probably translates hilchsa gemirila means we have a very long-standing tradition. Sometimes long-standing all the way back l'Moshe Misinai. Sometimes from the earlier days of the Tanaim, when or the days of the Nevi'im or whatever. We have a long-standing tradition. We don't remember exactly the reason. But the Gemara will use the phrase hilchsa gemirla when it can't come up with the reason for something. Right? The Gemara will say, we don't know the reason. It's got to be hilchsa gemirla. So that's why Rashi will say, we don't have to know the reason. It's halacha l'Moshe Misinai. But maybe what the Rambam means, as it says in the Tziv, hilchsa gemirla, we don't know the reason because it's such an old rule. It's been around for so long, we don't remember the source of it. But it's got to have some reason. It just that's all hilchsa gemirla means. Anyway, v'may karila told the regal. Why is the Torah called the told of the regal? What does it share in common with regal? L'shalim min aliyah, that if it damages more than it, the animal itself is worth, then the mazik animal itself is worth, still you pay the full damages. V'hami bayi bayi rava, but didn't rava pose that as a shayla? The bayi rava, chatzin ezek tsaros megufa m'shalim, o min aliyah m'shalim. Rava posed the question, does chatzin ezek tsaros pay megufa, or does it pay me aliyah? And rava wasn't sure. So l'rava mi bayi le, l'rav papa pshitle. Yeah, rava wasn't sure. But rav papa, who's statement we've been discussing for the last daf, that sometimes by Nezikin, the Tal Sein Lavke Yotziben, Rav Papa was sure that it pays min aliyah, and that's why the Tzoros are told of Regel. So the Rav Mbaile and Mike are told of the Regel. Okay, but according to Rava, why would Tzoros be called the told of Regel? The Potter Rishus Rabim. It's a told of Regel in the sense that you putter in Rishus Rabim, because in Rishus Rabim, everyone has to be a little more on guard, has to be more careful. If you look at Tosos, the Potter Rishus Rabim, Vim Tomara, my Pshitle Tfei Milashali Min Aliyah. Why is that more obvious to Rava that you would be part of Rishus Rabim, and he's not sure that you're Meshalim if you're Meshalim in Aliyah or not? Why is that less obvious to him? So he says, Yeshomer, Kivin demin adina, you Meshalim Nezek Shalem, Vasi Hilksa, Delo Meshalim El Chatzi Nezek, since really you should have to pay Nezek Shalem, but the Halach L'Moshe Misinai comes and knocks it down to Chatzi Nezek, Imkain Asi Hilksa L'Hakav Lo L'Hachmir. So I would think that the Halach L'Moshe Misinai comes to be Mekil, and not to be machmir. So it's a kula to say that you're patur rishus rabim. It's a chumra to say you're mishalim in aliyah. So he wasn't sure if we should apply the chumra to something that we have halacha l'Moshe Misinai that came and gave a kula to, but he was pretty confident that we should apply whatever kulas of regal to it. Okay, tomorrow I will not be giving a daf. Josh is going to be giving a daf. Thank you in advance. Really, Gishmak Katosos, because the Metagim Rav Yosef, worth looking at. Okay.